everyone. This is Guy at FM 17991 from Ringish Academy. 大家好，我是你们的主播 Guy， 欢迎收听荔枝 FM 17991 Ringish Academy。如果您想收听更多我们的节目，您可以通过在手机上搜索手机应用荔枝 FM， 并下载，然后关注 FM 17991 Ringish Academy。双十一过了，马上也快双十二了，大家双十一网购的宝贝都到货了吗？你说的货都是正品吗？今天我们聊一聊网购的一些事儿。
The number of complaints and disputes related to shopping on the internet rose sharply, and the internet has become a breeding ground for counterfeits. The report by a law enforcement team under the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress said.
全国人民代表大会常务委员会执法检查组的一份报告称，与网上购物有关的投诉和争执的数量急剧增长，网络已经变成了滋生假冒产品的温床。
In 2014, Chinese Industrial and Commercial Authorities dealt with 78,000 complaints concerning online shopping, up 356.6% year-on-year.
2014年工商部处理的78,000件与网上购物相关的投诉，与去年同期相比增长了 356.6%。
Of the total of 20,135 cases taken on by consumer associations, 92.3% concerned online purchases, the report said. Yan Junqi, vice chairwoman of the NPC Standing Committee, said.Ignoring consumers' rights and selling counterfeits are very prominent in the online shopping industry.
报告称，消费者协会总共受理案件20,135起，其中 92.3% 呢都是关于网上购物的。全国人大常务委员会副会长严俊奇说，网购产业中无视消费者权利、出售假冒伪劣产品的现象十分严重。
She revealed that just 58.7% of products sold online were found to be authentic during a random inspection in 2014 by the State Administration of Industry and Commerce.
他透露说，在2014年国家工商行政管理局的一次随机抽样检查中，网上出售的产品中只有 58.7% 的产品是证实可信的。
With the boom in complaints, the number of disputes caused by online purchases also went up, she said.
严俊奇说，随着投诉量的剧增，由网购造成的争端也越来越多。
Beijing Chaoyang District People's Court has handled 107 such disputes since the revised Chinese Consumer Protection Law took effect on March 15th last year, she said. A typical example from Anhui Province financial website.Described how a woman surnamed Xu paid a 2,000 yuan deposit before she bought sanitary ware, priced 1,000 yuan cheaper online than she could find elsewhere.
严俊奇说，自去年3月15日修订后的《中华人民共和国消费者权益保护法》生效以来，北京市朝阳区人民法院已经处理了107起类似的争端。安徽省的金融网站上有一个典型的例子，一位姓许的女士在网上发现了一个卫生洁具，比别处卖的要便宜1,000块钱。购买之前，她先付了2,000元定金。
But when it was delivered, she found it was poor quality and she was told the deposit could not be repaid because it was a sealed product.Yan suggested that the Supreme People's Court should clarify the revised law by the end of this year and appealed to consumer associations to play their role.
严俊奇建议，年底之前，最高人民法院应阐明修订后的法律，并呼吁消费者协会发挥其作用。
Chiu Baochang, head of the lawyers group for the China Consumers Association, said we are always overloaded with work since the revised law came into effect.
中国消费者协会律师团团长邱宝昌说，自修订后的法律生效以来，我们常常是超负荷的工作。
We have asked officers to update their knowledge of the law and how the online industry works, including means of payment, to catch up with the pace at which e-commerce is developing.
我们已经要求相关办事人员更新其关于法律以及网购产业运作方式的知识， 其中包括对支付方式的了解，以此来赶上电子商务发展的步伐。
That's all for today. Thank you for listening.
谢谢大家。希望你听到今天这期节目的时候，你双十一买到的东西已经到手了。That's all for today. Thank you. See you next time. Bye bye.